Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Congratulations on last week's win, Coach.
Thank you. Just a great weekend. Really played well in all phases of the game, and just a good one to get.
Entering the week at 0-3, you can never expect a 47-7 win. Everything has to line up right, and it did, didn't it?
It really did. I mean, been in this long enough, you know, when your first play is a touchdown, they run a long kickoff return back, it's called back, you know, some of those things I'm going, this is our day, man, and you could just kind of smell it. And then as well as we played too on both sides of the ball and kicking game and all that, it just was, you know, proud of the kids how they battled through the 0-3 and kept going.
Never ceases to amaze me how coaches, though, can find some negatives to show in video. Did you find any?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've really done a better job on penalties before and after the whistle. We had a little bit of that. Real proud about when things got chippy, though, the guys walked away. Obviously, the kickoff return wasn't good that we gave up. We still have to do a better job there. As well as Isaac did kick yesterday, you know, he did miss one. So, yeah, sure. And then, again, you think about the games before, what we could have done better. We're undefeated, you know, national champion. So,
Jordan Hine hasn't practiced a whole lot as of late. How does the offense get their work done when the starting quarterback isn't around?
That's really an interesting question, because some of the things that Jordy needs are mental, and you can get better with mental reps, standing behind the huddle, making your calls, you know, making your reads and all that. So there is some benefit to that. And then for him too, it's just trusting people. And there was a lot of time with protection. The running game was going, and I think he's getting it. You know, just the game experience, the two games before that, is just the game slowing down. He's trusting other people instead of trying to do everything himself. So kind of a culmination, but yeah, you'd love to have him there at practice, no doubt about it.
You mentioned the hot starts. Gunnar Olszewski was part of two of those hot starts defensively, and then the punt return. We've talked about how infectious of a guy he is, but have you ever seen a freshman make that many contributions to a team in that many different areas?
The answer would be no right now. I don't remember somebody that's done that much so far, and then he's holding on points after and field goals, and he just has his little grin when he comes back after doing everything. But I'm glad he's here and got to meet the grandpa that was born in Bemidji, so that was fun, and a great day for Gunner.
The O-line opened up some huge holes last week. They take the sack number personally from a week ago?
They did, you know, and like I say, there's more to it than just those guys, but even the one that the two we had last week, there should only have been one. Our first read, he looked away from it real quick, and the guy was open, and then because we sent the back out, he's got to throw to that guy or get rid of it, and he didn't. But, yeah, they did. And, honestly, they had put some pressure on people, and you never know. I thought they looked like a more a good defense and a good offense than they had showed, but they just got behind and kind of gave up, it almost appeared at times.
More with Jeff Tesh later in the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Time now for part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. You've always said that your offense plays better when they play faster. The offense didn't seem to miss a beat at all last week. Can you just talk about the timing and the tempo of getting plays in and getting a play called and getting it into the quarterback and up to the line and how all those pieces work together?
You know, we do some things we call a tempo drill. We get out and start practice with just running our plays on air and then running our fast tempo, our no huddle tempo, our milk the clock tempo, and just to get in and out of the huddle to 2-minute tempo. And that has helped. And then you got to remember, we have a new coordinator, and you know, it was his fourth game last week, and we're getting used to the way he wants things run. But that's how we try and do it. I don't think we played really fast that much in that game. We you know, double red stuff where we said set hut and looked over and we called the plays from the sideline, and I think that helps Jordy settle in a little bit. And then he made some nice audibles and checks too. So there's lots of tempos, but that's how we do it. Just run plays on air and just practice the different speeds that we go.
How does Craig Bagnell use that time when you're getting up to the line and hut and then stepping away? How does he use that time to read what the defense is doing? Because they don't have time to really adjust into anything else.
Well, in practice, he's running 100 miles an hour spotting the ball, and then he's calling the different tempos, so he's personally involved with it. And then, you know, as we plan for a game during the week, you know, we pretty much know on film they're going to go real generic if we play fast. If we play slow, are they a team that checks after we check? You know, that kind of a thing. So we just have our game plan in, and you got to be quick and smart on your feet by what they show. But we, you know, we do have a simple plan where when we check, they line up like this. It's we'll run the other way. If they're all packed in, run outside. If they're all outside, run in. It could be simplified that much.
UMary has certainly struggled on paper. What are they doing well, though?
Well, let's look at their record. Let's be fair. They've lost to Sioux Falls, who's 2-3-4 in the country. They've lost to Mankato, so it's not like they're losing to some bad football teams. They played at times Upper Iowa well, and also Wayne State. So, you know, they can put some points on the board. They've got some good skill kids, some big kids. They have tried to gamble. I thought Concordia was going to gamble and put a lot of pressure on their secondary. We might be the biggest blitz tape that we've had all year long, trying to look at all the different kinds of pressure. So very multiple, try and fool you, try and get you to play slow. So we're going to have to be mentally sharp. They can confuse you.
Most fans know about your homecoming tradition here. How long does it take the upperclassmen to teach the freshmen what it's all about?
You know, I think we, when kids get on campus, recruits, we show videos of it. We talk about it. So I think even before they get here, they're aware of it. And then just all the things, you know, around it with the homecoming and videos, the radio, all the different things, it's on our highlight tape. So it doesn't take them long. And I think the thing that makes it so exciting this year, it's the 20-year anniversary of jumping in the lake. And I know there's 40 some guys right now that are signed up off of that team to come back. So that shows you what a special time it is and the memories those guys have from that first year of jumping in.
How many other years worth of players are taking credit for that?
Oh, I'm sure, but they know the history, and I really didn't know. I thought it went further back than when I first got here. I didn't really realize that it was just the year before I got here that was the first year they did it. And to hear those guys tell the story, I mean, and they beat a good Winona team. They were ranked real high at the time, and I don't know if everything clicked for them or, you know, what they did well to win, but that had to be a really exciting time because 20 years later, it's still exciting every time I jump in. I know that.
We'll have a towel for you in the press box for the postgame, Coach.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.